Thinking about Parashiva, thinking about Parashiva this morning and what to say. It's very hard to describe Parashiva, indescribable. What can you say about it? Except that it doesn't exist, right? So you, right there, you've kind of run out of things to say. Anyway, it's always a challenge to talk about the self because it can't be described. But we can talk about what the experience of the self, Parashiva, what the aftermath causes to happen. We can describe that. We can't describe the self, can't describe the realization of the self, but we can describe how that realization impacts the individual and the group. So that's what we're looking at this morning, three ways, not just one, we've got three. Three ways that the realization of the self leaves an impact. So the first two are on the individual, the third one's on the group. So the individual, I think that's the one that everyone would probably think of first if you had to write an answer to an essay. How does the realization of the self impact our consciousness? It makes us wiser, right? That's why it's called jnana, the jnanapada. Because there's some wisdom that results, which Gurudev, of course, was filled with. That's why he was so revered, is he was filled with the wisdom that came from the inside, not from book learning, but filled with the wisdom that came from the inside as a result of what? Of his realizing Parashiva. And Gurudeva makes a big distinction between realizing other things, which are kind of wonderful, but aren't Parashiva, and realizing Parashiva. You can go in and realize Satchit Ananda, find yourself all pervasive, and walk down the street and feel you're not moving, because when you're all pervasive, you're standing still. Gurudeva used to describe that state. He said, well, we're driving, but it feels to me like we're standing still. Well, why is that? Because if you're all pervasive, you're already everywhere, so you can't have a sense of movement. So anyway, you know, experiencing all pervasiveness has its fun moments and all, but it doesn't give the knowledge. Doesn't give the knowledge that Parashiva does. So that's, we're making a distinction there. So there's a nice statement. It says, it is the wisdom that comes as an aftermath of the kundalini breaking through the door of Brahman into the realization of Parashiva, absolute reality. The repeated samadhis of Parashiva ever deepen this flow of divine knowing. Jnana. So that's one reason monks focus on Parashiva. We want to be wiser. Let's experience some of this knowing. Let's go to some of the depths that Gurudeva went to, and therefore our whole spiritual life works better. We're able to counsel others better because we understand things from a deeper perspective. Because there's only one mind, there's only one human being. Everybody's a little different, but we all function in the same way. So we understand ourselves, we understand everyone else pretty much. So that's the first way that the realization of the aftermath of the realization of Parashiva impacts us. There's a second way, which is new to this edition of Merging with Shiva. The golden body is a body made of golden light. After many experiences of Parashiva, it gradually descends from the seven chakras above the Sahasrara. All seven chakras above the Sahasrara slowly come down and down until the entire astral body is psychically seen by mystics who have this sight as a golden body. The astral body slowly, slowly, slowly dissolves into the golden body. That is what our parampara and our sampradaya know from experience. So that's important. We need a strong presence of the soul body in the physical body for certain realizations to occur, to move on into the inner planes, to attain moksha. We need something there to travel around in besides the astral body, which doesn't go into the deeper planes. So it's saying, where does this come from? What's there, but it's coming down as a result of the aftermath of the realization of Parashiva. The soul body comes down and replaces the astral body. It is this golden body, as it refines and refines and refines itself within the Shiva Loka after moksha, that finally merges with Shiva, like a copy of, can't be a copy of water. Must be a cup. Like a cup of water being poured into the ocean. I typed this, you know, 4 in the morning, and sometimes wrong word gets typed. Like a cup of water being poured into the ocean. That same water can never be found and put back into the cup. This truly is Vishvagrasa, the final merging with Shiva. So that gives us a nice sense of what happens for someone who's achieved moksha, is they're utilizing their body of light and able to do things on the inner plane because that body of light has been matured, has been refined through the experience of Parashiva. So that's the second way we have an impact. The third way is on the group, which again might not be self-evident, but it's in merging with Shiva. A legacy of devas from the entire parampara accompanies our monastic order, providing silent, unseen inner guidance and protection for old and young alike. As long as at least one person within the entire group of Madhavasis is going into and coming out of Parashiva once a day, the doorway to the third world remains open to the hereditary entourage of devonic forces that has been building up for over 2,000 years. So that's important, huh? We don't want to lose all our devonic forces by forgetting to realize Parashiva. So it shows there's an obligation here on the monastic order to consistently realize Parashiva. As it says, it doesn't have to be the same person. It doesn't always have to be the most senior. It can also be the most junior. It can move around the room. It can be more than one person. But when we have our morning meditations, this is an important point to keep in mind. That's one of the reasons each meditation focuses on Im Kaif. We're hoping someone, at least one of us, realizes Im Kaif. That way we can keep all our devonic forces intact here. The hereditary entourage of devonic forces that has been building up for over 2,000 years. And goes on to explain why. This is because the Brahmarandra, the door of Brahman at the top of the head, remains open when Parashiva is daily experienced within a Madhavasi community. It could be within the oldest monk or within the youngest. This great realization occurring time and time again within someone day after day keeps the door of Brahm open for the entire Prana Chakravala of monastics, keeping vibrantly strong the inner actinic connection with all gurus of our parampara, as well as with other sadhus, rishis, and saints who have reached these same attainments, and with the subterishis themselves who guide our order from deep within the inner locus. A wonderful moksha ritual. Om Namah Shivaya.